Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing soothing breakup anxiety. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing soothing breakup anxiety. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you can be going through agonizing anxiety about what to do for the best. You are constantly flooded with emotions, which can be best described as a combination of grief and drug withdrawal. So in today's podcast, I thought I'd be giving you three pieces of advice of how you can try to soothe the breakup anxiety. So number one is remove visual reminders. So wherever you're living, whether this is a place where you was never living with your ex, or whether this was the house that you used to share with your ex, wherever you are living, you are likely to have visual reminders of your ex still in your property. And these can be the type of things which automatically trigger despair when you see them. These might be photos, they might be items which your ex bought for you, they might be items that you bought for your ex. Whatever they are, if you see them, you are going to be feeling anxiety and stress. So my suggestion is that you temporarily remove them. Now, I'm not saying throw them away. In fact, I'm certainly suggesting you do not do this, even if you have a desire to, as some dumpees will have an automatic desire to throw everything away that reminds them of their ex. I'm certainly not suggesting you do this at this stage. What I am suggesting is that you remove the items, the things that you might be able to see, which will remind you of your ex, and that you put them safely in a box. Put them safely in a box, and then put this box away somewhere where you are not going to bump into it. Somewhere where you will have to deliberately look for it in order to find the items, to find the memories. Now, as I said, I do not suggest that you throw away your ex's things at this stage because you are going through a very traumatic time in your mindset. If you ever get to the stage where you want to throw away your ex's possessions or things which remind you of your ex, then you need to be making sure that you have a stable mindset before you make such a decision. And I do not suggest you do this during being a stage one dumpee. During this initial period of time, your emotions are all over the place, and this is not a sensible period to be making drastic decisions which can't be reversed. If in the future you decide you want to throw away certain items, then that of course is your prerogative, although you should certainly not feel any pressure to do so, because your past is your past and your past will always be part of you, and this doesn't necessarily mean that you need to throw away everything which reminded you of the past. But I digress, and staying on point, we are discussing what you can do to soothe breakup anxiety. And removing visual reminders from view is a very crucial element of this. As I said, put them in a box and put the box somewhere safe so that you can look into the box if and when you need to in the future, but they are not going to be automatic triggers that you see every time you move around your property. So moving into point number two, and number two is exercise. Soothing breakup anxiety is something which can seem very confusing about what to do for the best. But most dumpees going through the grind will be feeling an abundance of adrenaline, a feeling that they can't stand still, they're pacing around, they just feel like they need to be doing something. And one of the best ways to remove this sense of urgency from you is to exercise. Now, doing exercise has many benefits. Not only will it reduce all this excess energy, but it will allow you to feel more positive about yourself due to the positive endorphins, which will be released as you exercise. Additionally, if you exercise, then you will be improving your health and your fitness, and therefore the byproduct of doing so will be that you make yourself look more physically attractive. So it's all good. You know, if you do exercise, then this is going to tick so many boxes. It's going to help you in so many ways. And if you ever get the chance to try to reconnect with your ex, you want to be looking your best. And if you are going through self-improvement by doing exercise, you're going to be making yourself physically look more attractive, whilst at the same time as soothing the anxiety you are feeling during the breakup grind. So now let's move into point number three, and the final suggestion that I'm going to be giving you in today's podcast about how you can soothe breakup anxiety, and that is to sleep. So sleep is very important, and it fits in really well with point number two, because often dumpees will find it difficult to sleep. But if you have been doing exercise, if you have been making sure that you are burning up this excess energy, then you will find it easier to sleep. So that is going to link in nicely with this point number three. So sleep is a huge healer. Sleep can really heal and fix us in so many ways. But additionally, it will give you the benefit of resting your mind. So not only will sleep be doing the usual things that it does to our body, which is why, you know, we obviously need to sleep every single day, because it fixes and it heals. But not only that, it will be allowing your mind to actually turn off. Now, if you haven't been doing point number two, if you haven't been exercising, then you might find point number three, sleep, more difficult, and you might find yourself very, very much struggling to switch off your mind. But if you do point number two, if you do the exercise, then point number three, sleep, should become easier, and you can switch off your mind and therefore move forward through the rest of the night, actually gaining the sleep necessary. Now, if you are finding it very difficult to sleep the necessary amount, which tends to be, it varies from person to person, but you're looking at between 7 and 8 hours in general. If you are struggling to do this as a dumpee, then you need to be getting sleep when you can. So if that means having a nap, then that is what you must do. Of course, you want to be ideally having a large chunk of sleep, but if you need to be having naps, then there is nothing wrong with that. Having a nap can be beneficial for you no matter what point in your life that you are, but especially if you are struggling to sleep, then if and when you get a chance to get some sleep, you must be taking this, so naps can be very beneficial. Make sure that you get enough sleep throughout your day, because this will be the best way to recharge your batteries and to think clearly. When you're going through a breakup, one of the worst things will be your decision making, and you'll be thinking through fog. You need to be removing that fog as best you can, and having enough sleep is a crucial part on the way to removing all of this disturbance away from you. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope that has allowed you to understand how you can soothe breakup anxiety. You will get through this. Please remember that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future, and happiness is around your next corner. You just don't know when that next corner is. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.